Good morning, Rabbi Sly. So for those of you who were here yesterday, because the speaker arrived late through no fault of his, as a result of that, we started a short Dvar Torah, saying over Avot Shem L'Chassam Sofer, and we said as follows, that Reuven left Yosef in the care of his brothers, who wanted to kill him, and he did that, only he wouldn't have done that. It would have been a very, very dangerous thing to do. He knew that the brothers wanted to kill him. He persuaded them to throw Yosef into a pit. But Yosef is in the pit, and in theory, once Reuben's gone, there's nothing to prevent them from killing him. In fact, when Reuben came back, and he sees Vehenei Ein Yosef Babor, then he thinks that the brothers took him out of the bor, and they probably killed him whilst he was away. Says Rashi, why was he away? So the Sifsech Chomer says, because he was Yosef B'dvar Mitzvah. Rashi brings two pshotim. Rashi says, first of all, it was his turn, it was his rota to look after his father, therefore he was going to be Meshamash Yaakov Avinu. And the second reason that brought down was because he was doing teshuvah for the fact that he swapped his father's bed. He wanted the...
That's harder to understand because he could have done that any time.
He could have done that any time, that's true. Why do they have to go there? Okay, and now the Chassam Sofer is going...
He did the most.
The Chassam Sofer wants to answer that the two depend one on the other. The two things, although Rashi says, Dover Acher, that these are two pshotim, but he combines the two and he says as follows, and this is why Reuven, when he said, Ono Anibo, he took the whole blame on himself, and not just on the brothers. He said, how am I going to answer my father? Yeah, he wanted to take the whole thing on his father. He didn't say, Ono Anachnu Boim. He said, Ono Anibo, because... He took the responsibility for himself, because he said as follows. He said, because I prevented my father from having another child, and my father wanted that other child in order to be meshamish him, therefore that's why I've got rota. That's why I have to look after my father. I have a duty to what's called lechatchila. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to be mishtamish in the Shvatim to serve him, to look after him on his physical needs, to keep him company in his elderly years. But he wanted another child to do that. That was his plan. But it didn't work out, and it was Reuven's fault because Reuven messed up with the beds.
Therefore,
that's the reason why Reuven had to go away. That's the reason why, because Yaakov had nobody else to look after him, therefore they made a rota. And that happened to be that day that it was Reuven's turn to go. It was Reuven's turn to go, that's why he went away. And therefore he said, Vani ono ani bo. I had no choice but to leave my brother in the hands of his brothers. And his brothers had the opportunity to kill him whilst I was away. And the reason why I was away was all my fault. Because my father had nobody else to look after him, that's why I had rota. That's why I had to go and look after my father. Therefore, I had to leave Yosef in the hands of the brothers. Fine. Okay, so that's the vote of the Chassam Sofer. Time's nearly up. I want to leave you with a question to do easy homework.
He should have taken Yosef back to his father.
Yeah, but they would never have let him that. Yeah, they would never have let him. The brothers wouldn't have let him. The Torah says, the Torah is made on Reuven, Leman Atzil Oisai LaHashiva El Oviv. He thought, for the moment, let's put him in the pit, and I'll find a way of rescuing him afterwards. That was Reuven's plan. The Torah is made on him. Rashi says the Torah is giving Eidos on him, that was his intention. Okay, now, just want to leave you with some homework, because my wife came home from a shiur on Motzei Shabbos, which Dr. Yossi Adler gave for the ladies, yeah? And he mentioned something which, like, I wasn't sure exactly how it is, yeah? We said that ladies are as mechuyev as men in Hadlokas HaMenorah. We learned that already. Why? Because Afein Hoyu Bois Anes. And there are two pshotim in Afein Hoyu Bois Anes. Pshat number one is that they too suffered the Gezeris. The Gezeris were against them, and therefore they themselves were part of the Gezerah and part of the Hatzolah. And the other pshat is that there were women who were instrumental in the actually bringing around the Hatzolah. Now the question is, we all know there's a story.
Thank you.
All know there's a story about a colour. What?
Women in the army, maybe.
Besides that, no, we're talking about that women were actually instrumental. Like, let's say, Esther in Shushan. She was part of the Ness. And therefore, Afein Hoyu Bois HaNes, she was part of the Hatzolah. I'll ask you the question tomorrow, because my time's up. Bliadu will go through it tomorrow.
Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, first day Hanukkah, Kofei Kislev, 15th of December, Marina Rav, Rav Gershon Dunner, Shlita, lighting on the plane. The sixth day of responsible honor of the birth of a son, he rotten shoes, color gadlo, la psura, kupo, la maasim to him. Our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, then Rabbi Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkvit, and Zichro Nolim Rocho.
Good morning, Fredrik and Chanukah to all.
Good morning.
I want to discuss a shaila. Someone is flying on a plane. We had a shaila yesterday, someone asked shaila text. They're traveling to Vietnam. They're leaving yesterday morning and arriving this morning. Ma dino with lighting the Chanukah candle. What do they do? And the further you travel, if you go to Australia, wherever you go, you can have the shaila. So I'll give you some background to the shaila, and we'll see. You have to be very, very careful with halachas neir Chanukah. It says, "Mishmor b'dam from Gemara, Harogel b'neir, Havala will have bonim talmidei chachomim, they themselves be talmidei chachomim, sheneimar ki neir mitzvah v'toyer or." Okay, Chalak Mishonim means neir Chanukah only or neir Shabbos as well. V'afil oni hamitzbarnis min hatzdokah. Even a poor man who does not have enough money to live, and he normally collects from tzedakah, shoyel or moicha ksusay, he has to sell his clothing and buy oil to light. Now this is a very unique chiddush, because normally if someone has no money, he doesn't have to spend more than what he has to become a mitzvah. And one ksuba says, "Hamavaz v'zalei v'avayis v'choyim, it's only a fifth of your money to do a mitzvah." And here, a guy has no money, and we tell him to go collecting to try and make sure he has enough money to light the Chanukah candle. Which is a big chiddush. I'll come back to that in a minute. Next halacha, famously, mi she'ein yodoi maseges liknois ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos. Someone who doesn't have enough money for both. It's Erev Shabbos Chanukah. It's Friday afternoon, and he only has one candle in his house. Remember, the ikachir of Chanukah and Shabbos is like one candle. Yeah, we like more for mekayim various inyonim by Shabbos and Zochar v'Shamar and children, whatever. We like more for Chanukah as well. But someone who only has enough, he has one candle at home, and he has to choose, should he light Ner Shabbos or should he light Ner Chanukah? Now obviously the same Ner can't be for both, apart from a mitzvah chavilah chavilos, but the fundamentals of a Ner Shabbos are you have to benefit from it. That it's lit, to enjoy it, to make sure you don't end up tripping over yourself. And Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So it can't be the same candle.
It's have to be in another room, so it doesn't...
Say again?
In another room?
No, we have a shamash nowadays, we're fine, but... Yeah, but we don't have a shamash, you have to light, so you can't read from the light of the Chanukah candle. And Ner Shabbos is dafka there to read the Hamadiyah from his light. So what should you do first? You have a choice. Should you light Ner Shabbos, or should you light Ner Chanukah? They don't know what the Gemara say? Ner Shabbos, Adi, if you light Ner Shabbos. Why? Not because of Tadir and Tadir. Yeah, when I say this shit, often people say, because of Tadir. No, not because of Tadir. Because Tadir only is when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, which one to do first. But if you only have the ability of doing one mitzvah, then Tadir does not come first. It might be, they have to decide which one's more important. But Shalom Bais, yeah, the whole reason you have candles, in the olden days there's no lights in the house, and it's pitch black on Friday night, and if you've got no candles, then your wife's going to bring in the gefilte fish and she's going to fall over and she'll get messy her dress and she'll start blaming you, it's your fault, and the whole Shalom Bayez will be up the spout. And therefore, Mimnei Shalom Bayez, you want to have Shabbos candles, and that will override the obligation of having Chanukah candles. The famous story of Yoschai Sonnenfeld, who his wife was coming home late. She was out, she was busy, she only came home an hour after the time to light. In Israel, it's very important to light on time, because there it could be you're lighting for the street, and therefore it could be if you light late, it's a shaila for you. It's not like England where you're lighting for your bnei for inside really, and it's easier. But there, and nevertheless, he decided he's going to wait for her to light. And this, people ask the shaila often. Yesterday, I got a few of these shailas. And my wife is out. Should I light on time? Should I wait for her? And I passed him based on this story. The Chaim Zonnenfeld said he's going to wait for her to come home. And they asked him why. The chiyuv is to light now. So why are you lighting late if the chiyuv is to light now? And he said, because the Gemara says, Shabbos versus Chanukah, Shabbos Adiv, because Shalom Bayis. So if you don't light Chanukah candle, because if it will impact your Shalom Bayis, Kavah Choymeh, you could light Chanukah candle a few minutes later, if it otherwise will impact your Shalom Bayis, and therefore he passed you could light a bit later to be there with your wife. So you only have one candle, near Shabbos wins. Famous Shaila from the Ponovitch Rav. This, if you want to be a Yeshivish guy, you need to know this Shaila. So, everyone remember the Shaila? I should repeat this to the families at the Chanukah parties. It's mashma from the Rambam that you do not need to sell your clothing to buy Shabbos candles. It's machlokes, because it's mashma, you do. But the Rambam is mashma, you there's no din of selling your clothing to have candles to light on Shabbos. It's a unique din by Chanukah, because of Pirsumei Nisa, that you do have to do so. But for the Shabbos, be the regular halachas that Hamavazvez al Mavalyas Mechemish, and you do not sell your clothing to buy candles for Shabbos. Ask Pam Joel, so what's going to happen now? If you have someone this Friday, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, and he doesn't have any candles at home, all he has is his jacket. So he knows that he has to sell his clothing to buy Ner Chanukah. We just said it in the beginning, introduction. But now, so you're going to go to the flea market and you'll sell your clothing for whatever you get a couple of pounds, and that's exactly the worth of one candle. And then, what happens now? Because if you only have one candle, L'chayra, Ner Shabbos wins, Mnei Shalom Bayis. But you weren't obligated to sell your clothing to have a Ner Shabbos, only for Ner Chanukah. So what do? You get a bit stuck in a catch-22 situation. On the one hand, Ner Shabbos always beats Ner Chanukah. On the other hand, you're not mechuyev to sell your clothing to attain a Ner Shabbos, only a Ner Chanukah. So what do you do? Do you A, sell your clothing to buy a Shabbos, to buy a Chanukah candle, and then you go and ask the Rav, hey, I've got one candle at home, should I use it for Chanukah or Shabbos? I'll say Shabbos. Which means you ended up selling your clothing for Shabbos, which you weren't mechuyev to do. Or do you say no? You're only mechuyev to sell your clothing for Chanukah, so I'll sell it and use it for Chanukah, even though the Gemara does say we only have one candle, it's supposed to be for Shabbos. Or do you say, because I can't really sell my clothing and use it for Chanukah, because once I sell it, I have a candle, I can use it for Shabbos. Therefore, there's no point to sell it in the first place, because I'm never going to end up being able to use it for Chanukah, because as soon as I buy it, my obligation will flip and I have to use it for Shabbos. So that's Machlokes. Achronim, Rav Zalman says one way, Rav Moshe says the other way. It's a nice Shaila, and I'm going to come back to it in a minute. Okay. There's a famous Gemara, famous Mishnah in Shabbos, Bar Malikin, for all us Nusach Ashkenaz people, I'm sure you know this parak by heart. But Bar Malikin brings down various oils and various wicks that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. And the reason is, because we're scared, Shema Yata Aneh, maybe you'll be reading the Hamadiyah, the Tribune, by the light, and it's going to be flickering and annoying and dim light. It won't be a clear Geshmaka light. And therefore, we're worried you'll be moving the oil, moving the flame to try and make a better light. And that'll be Issa Havara and Shal Issa Deraisa. And therefore, you only have to use very, very good wicks, very good candles that have no such chashash. The Gemara has Machlokes, the Gemara brings there Amar Razeh Amar Rav. On Shabbos Chanukah, you are allowed to use all of these aforementioned dodgy oils and dodgy wicks. And the Gemara explains that there's two premises that this psak is based on. Number one, if you're worried that you're going to end up being yatter than there to read at the light properly, we just said before, it's not a chashash because you're not allowed to read from the nearest of Chanukah, and therefore there's no such concern that you're going to do so, and therefore even the fact that it's flickering and annoying you doesn't make a difference. You're not going to touch it because it doesn't make enough money to you. You're scared that it's going to go out. Maybe it won't last. It's such a rubbish flame, rubbish oil. It might end up going out early, and then you won't have it lit for the required half an hour that we all know you have to light the kind of candles. No, we paskin, and this is a very important word to remember, kovso ein zokokla, which means that we paskin, if you did a maisa hadlaka, which was shayach, it was apiderach hateva, going to last for half an hour, the fact that your kids had a pillow fight next to the nearest, and now the nearest was smashed to smithereens 10 minutes after you lit, is irrelevant. Because kovsa in zakalah, the hadlaka, you did a maisa mitzvah that was shayach to last for half an hour, and therefore the fact that it ended up going out is not a problem, and kovsa in zakalah. Therefore, says the Gemara, if you're using these dodgy nearest, it's not inevitable they'll go out. It could last, should last for half an hour. If it punct ends up going out, we pass in kovsa in zakaklo, and therefore there is no problem on using all the bad wicks from Bar Malikin or bad oils. You're allowed to use them for Neiris Chanukah. Okay. And that's how we pass in the Maisa, kovsa in zakaklo, and halakha Maisa, if you light normally, and then something happens, some incident happens, and the lights go out, it doesn't make a difference, and you're to the mitzvah. So my shine I want to discuss today is lighting an aeroplane. So, again, I'm talking in the olden days, not nowadays when you can't even do anything on an airplane. In the olden days, many of us remember, you smoke, you have a cigarette on the plane, no problem with ashtrays. Yeah, the good old days. So, there, I want to know, could you light a menorah on the plane when you're flying overnight, whatever, and put it out? Let's say there's a fire hazard, they're going to cause you problems. Take a big candle and light it. I'm not even saying to light 8 candles. Light 1 candle, ikumitsu. And then, if you're worried about the stewardesses causing you problems, you light it, you sing Haneris Halalu, and then you put it out. Because Kovsa ain Zokukla. And you did a Maisa Hadlaka, which was Roy, to last for half an hour. So basically, my Shaila is. Say again?
You can't see it.
Oh, there's loads of people
can
see it.
It's on
the error. Yeah, if you live over 20 yamas, you light where you are, and it's good for your Bnei Bais. So who are they in here? Well, it is one of the Chiddush. Some people say if you live in a tall building on 10th floor, if you have another building facing you on 10th floor also, that may be okay. Here you got all the fellow people in the air, you can see the light, and make a good light for yourself. And our shayla is, can you put it out? I'll tell you a more normal shayla. I'm going to a Hanukkah party. We're making a Torah away Hanukkah party, from details to follow. And my wife says that we can't leave the lights lit at home. It's dangerous to leave the lights lit. I want to put them out before we go out. So if it's after half an hour, halacha l'maisa, there's no problem at all. And that is, I mean, it might be the chadchil, it'll last longer, but you can put them out after half an hour. My shayla is that I lit very late, and the Torah away party is starting very soon. Can I light it, put them out instantly, and go to the Torah away party? Because kavsa ain zakuklo, and it was roy to last for half an hour, and therefore the fact that I'm choosing to put it out is not a problem.
Kavsa means it for free by itself, not to
use. That's right. That's right. Is it daf kavsa meleah, or is it also kavsa bemezit? So the halachas machlokes, the Rashi Tzim and Marshal, who is machmir, Fasemis is mekel. But I want to bring us a few rayas to this shayla. The first raya I want to bring is. Actually, before I say something, one more thing. If you light oil candles and have in it no oil, so it's going to go out in 2 minutes, and then you add in some oil the minute after you light. Are you making a mitzvah or not?
No, that's the case.
Yeah. You lit a candle with come out no oil in, and then a minute later I'm going to pour in more oil, and then it's going to last for another 5 hours. Ma dinay? It's no good. Because the shas that my side locker, it wasn't really to last half an hour. And afterwards, you add a big shine. And it's all. Well, every Shivish guy knows that it's a very big thing where to light your Chanukah. You light outdoors. Yeah, and you light by the. Every good Shivish Adira gets a poistuk to come down to the Dira to show them exactly where to light. The Chalukah Chaznish and Biskarov, the entrance of the Chotzer, the entrance of the house. When I was a Brisk, there was one Dira that they say the rent goes up in winter's month for this Dira. Why? It was Rechov Ashtoya Parchi, because the Brisker Rav had come to the Dira in 1957 and showed them where to light. And therefore, wow, a Dira that has the Psak, the Brisker Rav. He says, you joke, if Dozlav Ichik, Sof Yomov, didn't want to move apartment to an apartment nearer his yeshiva, because in his old apartment he'd been told by his father where to light, and therefore how he can know a new apartment where to light. So he has to light in the right place. And someone asked Shai text last week that in one of the yeshivas in Israel, there's different orders of prioritizing where to light. It's between 3 and 10, and by the Pesach or entrance. How do they work out which bachrim should get the best place? Because there are loads and loads of bachrim in the dorms, and there are only a few of the best places, and they should make a girl. And whoever wins the girl can light in the most mahudah place, and then they work backwards. Other part of it, if you've ever been to Israel, how do you light? You have a little box, a little glass box, and you open the box, and you light, and shut the box. Shaila is, what would happen if you left the glass box open after you lit? Would it last for half an hour? No.
Depends if it's windy or not.
Normally, it's going to be windy. So, the Shaila is, how are you Yotza? Because you did that Maisad Laka. And right now, it's not going to last for half an hour. Then you go and you close the box. Maybe now you're making it last for half an hour, and it's comparable to the case before. You lit, and then you added the oil afterwards. So some people say you should put your body in front of the box when you light. And then, when you're lighting, if you stay there for half an hour, it would last. You want to leave? Okay, so then you close the box, then you leave. Then at no point was it going to stop. But others say that's no good, and they want you to light with a little hole through the back of the box that really it would last the whole time. And this is a Gishmak HaShai, and the Poskim, Maral Diskin, is Machmir. Shem Zahman says it's all okay. So Rav Nachman says it's one big ma'isa hadlaka. How do you light in the box? You light and you close it. That is called the act of lighting. You don't divide it into two parts, and therefore you're fine. Okay. The Imam MS asked us to shayla. We learned before. This is a halacha. Ner Shabbos for Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Odif, B'nei Shalom Bais. Ask Imam MS, what's the problem? Light a Chanukah candle. Yeah, the Hadik Ner Chanukah, amazing. You light it, put it out after 1 second, and then light a Shabbos candle. And with that, even though you only have one candle, it'll be yotz of both mitzvahs. It sounds like, from the fact that the Gemara does not give this as an etzah, that kov sob amezid is zokuklo, that you're not allowed to put something out on purpose, because, says Ibn Emes, if you were able to put it out on purpose, then you could do both. You have one candle and be Mekayim, Shabbos, and Chanukah. So why? And the whole Ponovitch Rav thing would be not negeir. Oh, I forgot to say one more thing. About the Ponovitch Rav, Galgal HaChoza, I saw Yitzi Bodder told me a nice idea. He found a way out of the problem. The problem was, to go back, what should you do? Because you sell your clothing for Shabbos candle and use it for Hanukkah. He said you should sell your clothing and buy with it oil that is only good for Hanukkah and not for Shabbos. All that Bamalikin things, you cannot use for Shabbos, you can't use for Hanukkah, because then you're good to go. Because then you haven't got one candle that could be used for Shabbos or Hanukkah, and then you're stuck what to do, because you sold it here, you sold the clothing for Hanukkah, and you can only use it for Hanukkah because it's possible oil for Shabbos. So if you find, I don't know, naft or one of these things that you can't use on Shabbos, that would be a good way out of the punishment. Okay, back to the MMS. MMS Tainas, I've got a raya from the Gemara, Kav Sob Amezit is Zokakla, because otherwise the Gemara should give this idea of buying a Chanukah light, lighting it, putting it out after 10 seconds, and then lighting your Shabbos. Elamai, you can't do that. Elamai has to last half an hour, and you can't put it out. Elamai, Kav Sob Amezit, Zokakla. Now, it could be you can differentiate between Gerish and Dunna, who wants to go to Chanukah party, and therefore puts it out, and the Gemara and Shabbos. Because one could argue that in the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara didn't say you should light, and then put it out, and light a Chanukah. Because that would be a problem. Why? Because Be'etzem we paskund, Shalom Bayis is Odif, and therefore Ner Shabbos wins. You only have a right to light a Chanukah candle and then put it out because you're going to put it out. Therefore, here in this case, the halacha is machai of you to put it out. That could be no good. It could be if you choose to put out your candle because you want to go out to a Chanukah party, perhaps when you lit it, it wasn't for sure going to go out, and therefore it'll be okay. Mashen Kane, if the halacha is machai of you, you only have a right to light the Chanukah candle, almanas, you put it out straight away, that might be no good. Because then that's not called roy to last for half an hour. The Gishmak Gemara in Chafkin on Beis and Shabbos. Omer Rava, Mila Ka'ara Shemen, Ve'kifu Pesach. You have, in Reb Chunas, you have this huge bucket of oil, like near the top of Moshe Harper's head. You have a huge bucket of oil. And you have coming out of it numerous different wicks. And Shaila is, can you light them all to be your menorah on the eighth night? So it doesn't look like a menorah. It looks a bit like a like Ba'ome bonfire. Because there's one source and there's loads of fire coming out of it. And the Gemara says, or can you use it for many different people? Can one person light the first night and the next person, next person, next person? So even though it looks like one big round fire, but really 20 people used it to light the first night menorah. Says the Gemara, it's not, you're not Yotz Mitzvah. Why? Because that is not called, what do you say? It's a madura. It looks like a fire. It's not a flame. It's not a nikkah that's done the shem mitzvah Chanukah. Rather, it looks like it made a bonfire. And therefore, like everyone knows, you can't light a bonfire for your menorah because it doesn't look like a fire. Yeah, you can't have a cigarette for your Chanukah night, even if it's a long, long, long cigarette, lasts for half an hour, because it doesn't look like you're lighting the menorah. Who else in here? It looks like a bonfire, and therefore, you're not yotz. Freak, Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horovitz, in the back of the Gemara. So again, what happens? You have a huge bucket of oil with loads of wicks around it. So when you lit the first one, you're now Mekai in the mitzvah of the Ikachiyah of one Ner on Chanukah. When you went and lit the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one, all you're doing is putting out your flame and making it a bonfire. All you're doing is being Kof Sob Amezid now. And in the Gemara, it says that it's no good. So he wants to know, why not? When you lit the first candle of your madura, it was not a madura yet. It looked like a regular Chanukah menorah. Only in 1 second time did you go and light the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one. And therefore, it should not be any worse than Kofsa. When you lit the first one, it could last not for half an hour, it could last for half a year. It was a massive bucket of oil. we went and made it worse, why is that Megarea? It should still be Yotza. Now, if you pass that the Mishabura Paskins, that Kovsob Amazid is a problem, you have an answer to his question. Because here, you're Kovsob Amazid, and therefore you can't rely on the first light you did, because you subsequently put it out. And therefore, now you go look at the final package, which is a bonfire, and it's no good. So he could have answered this question by saying, nah, it's no good, because you put it out straight away, and you're not allowed to. He does not answer that. It's mashma that he learns you can put it out straight away and it still goes to the mitzvah. His answer he gives is, you're right. Had I done one at a time, I'll be yotzer because the first one was a good one. He says the Gemara is talking about when eight people all lit it at the same time. And therefore, it was never one candle by itself. It was always a madura, and only because of that are you not yotzer. But enachanami, if you lit one, and then another, then another, then another, and made a conflagration, you're yotzer the mitzvah, because he's paskening kav sob amezid, ein zakukla, and the fee him, if you're running out from the lights to go to the start of the day, to throw away Chanukah party, you would be allowed to light them, put them out, and off you go. Which is a very, very big chiddush. I said Bishabur doesn't like it, but as well as mashma from Reb Lozman Shorovitz. Okay. Now, I want to go back to the shy I started off with. And that was, if you're flying overnight to Vietnam or to Australia, the Shaila that I'm referring to from the Tzela Chochma was someone who was, the Tzela Chochma lived in Australia, he was flying to Australia and he wants to know what's halacha with lighting Chanukah candles. So, the first thing you have to discuss is, are you mechuyev on the aeroplane to light the menorah? There only is a chiyuv to light a menorah if you have a house, if you're staying in a house, if you have a house. If you are a homeless fellow, then there's a bracha you make, a special birchas horeya, you make when you see someone else's candles, but you yourself would not light a candle if you live outside Tesco on the floor. You would not light halal candles there, because there's a chiyuv on the bias. Yeah, so much so. What do you say?
Private jet.
More than that. No, even renting is fine. No, you have your own place. You call them. Rabbi Yashar had a tzad that you would sell your clothing to get hold of a house. So if you have a house, now you would become, it's part of the chiyuv to be able to mekayim halal candles. So Shaila is, are you mechuyev? So there is a Rashi in Shabbos who says that you're not mechuyev to light Chanukah candles on a boat. There's a Rashi. No, on a boat. Now, the Machronim discussed this, the Marasham, the Shulchan, they discussed that Rashi's boat was, you know, in Regent's Park, you take a little swan boat boating, that's what you don't need to light. But let's say you're a luxury cruise ship, or you have a, whatever it is, that if you have a little cabin or a little area, you would be mechuyev. It's about sleeper trains, the Marasham's talking about, where when I was a boy, we had these trains that you used to sleep on for, you go through Mother Russia for many, many days, and you would, you had quarters there. You had a bed, you had a toilet. And the Achronim seemed to be in unison that you are allowed to, you are mechuyev to light if you have your own little quarters, if you have a little cabin, or even an overnight train, you are mechuyev to light. Now, what happens by a plane? That's a shayla. The Arpoiskim, the old Gates of Rav, Rakov and others, and Tzel Chochma hold that you, on a plane, Be'etzim, you have your own little area. You have Shlomo Cohen, my Rebbe, who now actually is at Bezin in Melbourne, Australia. He told me that when he goes on an airplane, the chair is more comfortable than his house. The food they serve is as even more tasty than he gets at home. And he thinks about it. This is now, this is where you live. You live here for 24 hours, you're paid for your seat, good money. And therefore, he held you could light the menorah. So, Tzel Chochma discusses what you do if you're on an airplane and you want light the menorah. So, he brings down a lot of this raid whether Kovsa Bemezid is Zakaklo or not. Why? Because therefore he wants you to take the menorah and light and make a bracha. And then you put it out. Before the stewardess arrests you and lands the plane, you can put it out. But he said it's not so posh because Kovsa Bemezid, we discussed, it's not so ayayayim. Shabur doesn't like it. Even though we've arrived from Reb Lozman Shorovitz, I forgot to mention, Reb Lozman Shorovitz says that the case in the Gemara is with eight guys at the same time, but one at a time, you're yotzer. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, not much more. No one in the history of Klal Yisrael brings down this Gemara and saying that the pshat in the Gemara is when eight guys lit the conflagration at the same time. It's mashma that you lit it one at a time and you're not yotzer, because Kosh Mez, it's Zokoklon, you can't put it out straight away. And therefore, the Pesach Chochma wants you to light it and not put it out. And then when the stewardess comes along and says, excuse me, sir, what on earth are you doing lighting a menorah? You'll say, oh, yeah, I have a mitzvah to do so. If she said, no, you've got to put it out, sir. So you say, I don't want to put it out, sorry, because then I'll be kovs of amazed. But if you want, I don't mind if you put it out, because then it's only a kovs from the side and not me doing it, and then you'll be okay. That's the Mitzvah Chachma's Taina. Now, I would recommend if you're flying to Australia not to do so, because you won't make it to Australia. They'll land you on the spot and they'll be locked up before your half an hour is finished from lighting of the minute. But with another Eitzah, and this is what I came to bring you today. And that is, this is a menorah made from my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Kohn, who now lives in Australia. Electrical by itself is a problem, because it's not nicker to shame a menorah.
It's got a light, but it's got a...
This is basically what I have here. But here, the first thing you gain is, this is very, very nicker, that this is for menorah. No one will think this is a random electric torch. Yeah, this clearly is a menorah. Agreed? It looks like a menorah. Yeah, it says on it, Haneris Halal Kodeshim. Yeah. It has incandescent bulbs, because LED bulbs are luckily not called fire. But an incandescent flame, Chaim Oizer would make a Boimara Eish on electric bulbs incandescent. I think nowadays you can't really buy incandescent bulbs because I think they're illegal, they're very hot, and they're not so things, so don't tell the authorities about this one. But this is, and you turn it, and it should turn on. One second.
It's like the Shabbos candles.
It's like
the Shabbos candles they give out in the hospital.
You know, those are LED, those you can't make a brach on. Those are LED. And you can't make a brach on those. This my rabbit hole, you can make a bracha when you light this. This has a flame. Okay, this one on the eighth night you might get a bit stuck. This has a flame. It also, there's a shaila if you need to have shemen. And therefore, you said the batteries are the shemen. It's a source of, it's not plugged into a wall where it's a new electricity every second. Rather here, there's a flame that's drawn down on. It's nicker, that's the shem of the menorah. It's a fire. And he held that you could light this on a plane or in a tank or in a hospital and make a bracha on this. It comes in a special box. What?
Is it fire?
It's an incandescent flame. I mean, if you touch it soon, it'll start getting hot.
Yeah, hot will come because the wires get...
This is halachic flame. We'll go to Havara on Shabbos to turn this on.
Don't you have to have a distance between the lights?
As long as it's nicker, no shir.
No,
there's
no
shir to it. No, a lot of these rabbis even know who's about this size.
Yeah.
And it comes in a special box. It says in the box, Chanukiah Bedi'evet. The Shimush Babati Cholim or on an aeroplane. He doesn't stay in tanks because he's scared of like something that won't buy otherwise. But it's for use basically in a place where you can't light menorahs. It comes with a whole bunch of Mara Mekomos as to why you can be Yotza with this. And he was of the opinion that because Kov Sob Amaze is going to be a problem and therefore it's too risky to light a menorah for 1 second to put it out, you could light this and make a bracha on it. Now Shane Kane, Agav. The public had lockers using in Goldsview Station is Nishta Zoy Ayayay to make a bracha. And if you're ever honored to light there, you should ask a local rabbi because, partially, that's not your house. Yeah, no one lives in HSBC Bank. And therefore, to call it a Beis HaKnesset is a bit of a stretch. There is a din of lighting a Beis HaKnesset, a Bazundra din, which doesn't really stim with the lockers of normal hand lighting, but to call HSBC Bank and Goldsview Station a Beis HaKnesset is also a bit of a stretch. And therefore, that shouldn't be done by asking a local rabbi. But this, the R post scheme you hold, you can light with a bracha. And if anyone last year I gave a share about this, and then someone called next day, they have like a relative in hospital who can't light, and I lent it to them for the whole of Hanukkah, which said no one should need to use this. Thank you all for listening, and have a Freilich and Hanukkah.
What's the difference on the Shabbos one?
Long time. There's four big batteries.
What's the
chimic
of the Shabbos?
Where did you get that?
Shabbos is not incandescent bulb. It's LED. It's LED. LED for short comic book. My Rebbe produced them, and he wanted to mass produce them. I don't know if he ever did. Then he moved to Australia before he got drunk.
Have you banned yet?
Don't think so. Okay, Shkaya, Shkaya.
People used to use a torch years gone by, but the torch also incandescent. Well,
yes. He prefers this to look like a window. Nicker, that's a window. I don't know, he gave it to me, but he wanted it. I don't know what happened. He moved up here, came out of bed in Melbourne. I think that's what standard work. Yeah, I don't think it's the best investment.
Can you use those on
Shabbos? Perhaps. If most people don't like you to make a bracha on Shabbos.
I'm
going to
have the bracha on it, huh?
You have to ask your rebel what he holds.
I'm not Martin. What's the difference about the
science? No, I'm
asking.
I'm not focused about this. I'm not focused. The others will make all
right. You've got to the same clothes, MacLakers. There's no answer. He goes round in the circle. You've got your Hanukkah cow. You've got to use it.
Go.
Didn't have an answer.